Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the work session for the City of Cedar Hills. Today is Tuesday, February the 3rd, 2015. I currently have 6:04 p.m. I'd like to call our work session to order. Our schedule of work tonight is to go into exec session to discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation. And so I will entertain a motion now from someone pursuant to the state code to do just that.
I got to pull up the law, but thank you a second.
Which one?
Okay.
Got it.
I move that we go into executive session pursuant to Utah State Code 52-4-204 and 52-4-205 to discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation.
Okay. I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is unanimous. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
May not have heard enough about the... We okay?
Testing.
That's still pretty low.
Testing.
That's better.
Okay. Testing.
All right. So, would you guys like to hear more about the discussions regarding the concessions contract with the grill?
Yes.
Yeah, I know nothing about it.
Okay. Good. So, that's maybe where we can spend some of the next 10 to 15 minutes talking about that. I think that's probably the best item to pick off the agenda. So, to give you a little bit of background, myself, Mr. Augustus, Mr. Bunker, Mr. Gordon, Wade, Natalie, met with three different groups who all expressed interest in running our grill. And so when we first met, we tested their food, and it was good. But they didn't have a business plan, so we directed them to go back and prepare a business plan.
All three groups didn't have a business plan?
Well, one of them came in at the very last hour, and I'll get into that. And so they're the two groups that we met with initially. They didn't have a business plan specific to Cedar Hills. And so... I think we felt like that was necessary, so we asked them to go back and do that. And so one of the groups in the process of doing that came back and said, in doing my business plan, I realize I can't make this work, so he bowed out. And so the group that was still there is a gentleman named Craig, who runs a similar type grill at Sleepy Ridge and also does a lot of catering at Sleepy Ridge. So his approach was, I've got to be able to do both. So he realizes he can't have an exclusive catering relationship, but he'd like to be in the mix and be referred business from time to time. And that would be his main focus. And the grill would be important, but not as important as catering to him financially, if that makes sense. Don't want to put words in his mouth, but that was my take. So another group at the last minute came in. This is headed by some Cedar Hills residents, Eric Richardson and his wife, Brooke, a guy named Michael B., who is an actor, comedian. And so
Michael B.?
Yeah.
Like a bumblebee?
Yeah, I think he goes by the name Michael B. Okay. I don't know what his last name is.
Okay.
And so anyway, they came and made a proposal and impressed us all to the point where we said, we'd like to hear more, go back and prepare a business plan, and we want to taste some food. So we gave them an extra week in order to do that. So they came back and presented food to us last week and a business plan, and I think we were all impressed.
What food did they prepare?
What food?
Mm-hmm.
They had hamburgers. They had a salad. They also had a turkey sandwich. And so their idea is to use a lot of fresh food. And so they understand how important customer service is in addition to good food. So their intent is to do a great job of running the grill, but they also want to do catering as well. And so I think we kind of came to the conclusion that in order for someone to be really successful at running the grill, they also have to be doing catering with us as well. In order to make everything financial work. So Natalie's the one that refers a lot of that business. So I asked her if she would feel comfortable doing that. And she said from what she knew, she would. Wade felt equally comfortable. Greg Gordon was there. And so we all felt, it was unanimous that we all felt like this is a strong group in terms of doing some of the things we want to do. Not strong in terms of experience in running food service. So that's their weak point, if you will. In terms of understanding finances in a business plan, they know that very well. In terms of understanding customer service and how important that is, they understand that. In terms of having a team that is experienced in catering and all of these things, they understand that as well. So I think that's their strength, is putting these things together. Mrs. Reese.
I guess my biggest concern is that on our agenda, this is a review action item to award a contract, but we don't have a copy of the contract. How can we review action something that we don't even have to look at?
Mr. Bunker's grabbing his mic.
So the motion is to authorize the mayor to go ahead and begin that contract and have it reviewed by the city manager and city attorney. It would be similar in nature to the contract that we already had, but that basically the council would be authorizing the mayor to enter into that negotiation.
Okay.
We'd still have to approve it in the end, right?
Yeah, so you would...
No.
No, this is a review action of the contract.
But I would assume a motion is going to be contingent to a satisfactory contract.
And will we get to see a business plan and a menu?
So Greg has that for both of those groups right now. Would you like to have those?
Yes.
Sure.
So my recommendation would be that, yes, we do make a contingent upon council reviewing that, because I want to get moving forward on this, but it's hard when we haven't seen anything.
Right. And so that's what this committee was set up to do, is go through the process of interviewing and determining who we felt was strong, and then making a recommendation to the council tonight. So that's what we're doing, is making a recommendation. So Pheasant Coop Cafe is run by Craig, who runs a place at Sleepy Ridge. So,
is that the same State Street Grill?
State Street Catering.
State Street Catering.
So you can see what their menu looks like.
Oh, so he runs the grill there?
Yeah. I haven't been there, so I don't know if it's a grill similar to ours, other than he runs something at there.
What
Sleepy Ridge?
Orem.
Can I add my 2 cents?
Please.
Pheasant Coop is actually at Sleepy Ridge in Orem. He runs that. And it's really not a grill per se like ours.
Yeah.
They literally have a little window that helps the golfers. So he feels like he'd be more successful here because he could actually pull from our residents. Now, based on these two that you have, taken with a grain of salt, one is actually very, very, very well written with a good business plan. The other one, he never did bring us a business plan, even though he was asked to. So literally all we have is his menu that he has there. And then on the very, very back page, that I show you here, yeah, with his example of some core menu items, that's what he brought to the table for our last meeting to say, here's my anticipated menu. And then as we asked him prices, he just blurted those prices out that he thought that was going to be a price point.
Remind me, which group is which group?
Pheasant Coop is the gentleman that did State Street Caterers that did our Christmas party.
Okay.
And Vista Point is the group of residents from Cedar Hills that have started this up.
What is it on these pages that says these items removed?
We didn't want to. Yeah, it's not fair to have them give us that information so that anybody could access it. They did review it with us, though, and it was actually very extremely well done.
So they operating right now?
They're not. It's a brand new venture. They're bringing in a cook from Cubby's. He does actually at Cubby's and Chuck-O-Rama. And then the caterer actually works for another caterer in Salt Lake. However, they have additional caterers they have contacts with that could help them. So for us, you know, initially, we probably wouldn't, we'll send some business their way, but until we get a good feel for them, we obviously have to be really cautious, but we want to do everything we can to help them at the same time.
So when you looked at their numbers, obviously you looked at them.
Yes.
Did you feel like they were aggressive? Or?
They shot high, actually. I think they shot pretty high. I think they can do it.
That could make it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there was a third gentleman that also was part of the mix who actually did the homework that David asked him to do, is draw up a business plan and come up with a menu. And to his credit, once he crunched the numbers, he felt like he couldn't make it. So he pulled out at that point, who actually, I think, would have done a phenomenal job.
So it would be set up similar to Sammy's, where they paid us a flat rate of rent each month. Mm-hmm. And then in addition, after they exceeded so many sales, we would get a percentage of that?
Yeah. So we're looking at that right now in terms of rent and then a percentage of sales from the grill and also a percentage of sales from catering. So from both operations. And so we have some ideas in terms of where we want to be, because we want to take into consideration the winter months as well and how difficult they are. So we're looking at possibly, but a little less in rent, but participating in their catering revenue and the grill revenue as well. So that's what Craig is already doing at Sleepy Ridge. So I guess the positive thing about Craig is that he's already doing what we're asking someone to do, and so he has an arrangement with them, Sleepy Ridge, already, which I think is similar to maybe what we want to do going forward.
And I will say that with Vista Point, the one thing that really is intriguing to me, and I think to all of us, is their price point. I think they're at the price point that we need to be at for it to be successful. So it's more about the volume of food they're going to kick out versus a price point, kind of like, in a way, kind of like we do with the Vista Room.
Yeah, they want to have a kids menu that's affordable for kids and high school students, but also have city events that they can work in the mix as well.
And one thing they're very specific about, they want to be part of Cedar Hills. They want to be part of the Family Festival. They want to have a presence, very strong presence.
What?
Yeah, so I think the things that are encouraging for me is they have a good price point on a burger. So they've got a $4 burger, which I think makes a lot of sense for our market. And they've got ice cream cones for kids to come by. I'd like them to work on their salads. I think they can improve that quite a bit if you compare that to the salads on the other menu. But
The salad he actually brought us was fantastic.
Yeah, the salad was awesome.
It was very good.
Okay.
Yeah. And they actually served us the, what is it, good, better, best, I believe is how he phrased it, the better. And it was fantastic.
That's great.
Mr. Crowley, did you have a question?
I was just going to say, was there, in the presentation that you got, was there anything, what was the biggest thing that convinced you that they would succeed, whereas others have not succeeded in the past?
You know, for me personally, mm-hmm. I think they hit on everything that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. Being part of the community, having that price point. Mm-hmm. I love that it's a resident, to be honest with you. I think that that's a huge draw that can bring business for themselves instantly. You know, obviously there's a downside, it's a new business. But I think that, you know, with the contract, the way it can be drawn out, it forces them to get out and really be aggressive and to make success right away.
Yeah. Okay.
Mike, you have any questions down there? Your comments, your statements?
Oh, it looks really good. I mean, I like the professionalism of the Vista Point. They've obviously got an interest in moving forward. So, and I really like the price points of everything. I mean, they may have to creep them up to make money.
Yeah.
But my other question was, what would be? I don't know if in their numbers did they each use the same for sort of their base rent, Or how did they come up with that?
No, we kind of started with what we've done in the past and what we were looking for on this one. And then Craig from State Street's the one that actually kind of threw out the idea of a lower rent and percentage of grill and catering. And so we actually ran that by VistaPoint too, and they were interested as well. So it was really brought up on their end.
As an entrepreneur, I like that idea because it encourages success. And if they can cover their overhead, which is they're going to find is going to be higher than they anticipated, and they're going to have whatever,
Right.
Just businesses happen that way. So I like that idea, and then we could participate on an upper end if they get extremely successful. I think it'd be a win-win for the city.
Right, and you'll see in their performer they did take it out, but one of the things that they did sell us on is that they know in the first year, at minimum, they're not going to take any salary. They know this is a venture they're going to have to put into, so they're going to pay their employees, but they're not going to compensate themselves, and they're going into that with that knowledge. So knowing that and being able to be able to succeed with that still tells you that they've done a lot of homework when it comes down to their performa. Being from the restaurant business, I was very impressed with the way they've already just dialed everything down, and they know exactly where their food costs are going to be, everything.
I was impressed too. Daniel will enjoy the fact that they want to pay their employees a higher rate than market so that they can have quality people at the grill that will know customer service and do a really good job. So
yeah, I think that's really important. That was one of the problems we had with our previous tenant, is it just wasn't a good customer service experience. Yes. For people coming in.
So I think that I want to end here for a number of reasons. Jenny needs to leave, but also this is when we take a break. So I was prepared to be underwhelmed by this group, but I was really overwhelmed. And
I would concur.
One last comment. I still think that we should approve the final contract as a city council.
I think that's what we said.
Oh, okay. So we're all in agreement with that.
We're going to approve this tonight with a motion contingent upon a successful contract that was negotiated with. Mm-hmm. And so you're giving Mr. Bunker, Eric, and I the authority to negotiate a contract with them, and you guys ratify it.
Okay.
I mean, which is typically the way it's supposed to work.
Right, and if we're unhappy with it, we will turn it down if it seems not what the city council wants. But I don't want to approve that we just give you authority to go and make the contract without us giving the final approval. So that's what I'm confused here with.
Okay. All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
And then you have things like this mess.
So there was no motion.
This is a work session.
I thought we were getting the motion.
We went to a
just a work session.
That's a beach meeting.
Oh, it's a mine.
The recommendation from a safety standpoint is to start to tear away from these things. They said